This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. And now, another political fight over emails, this time right here in McLean County. Local Republicans and Democrats are sparring over allegations of illegal campaigning at the county fair and a chain of emails circulating among McLean County board members. GLT's Ryan Denham is here to help unpack what happened and what this means.
So this all started on Sunday when all the members of McLean County Board got an email from a locally politically active woman about allegations that the McLean County clerk, Kathy Michael, was mixing campaigning and county business at the fair. There was a tent set up by the local Republican Party at the fair, and right next to that was County Clerk Kathy Michael's tent. That was for county business. There was a photo shared in this email to the county board alleging that Kathy Michael's campaign materials were being used on the clerk's side over in the clerk's tent. So what happens next is as Chuck Erickson, one of the county board members, apparently sends this email or response to this email to 12 other members of the board. So not everybody, but a lot of Republicans responding to this and attacking another member of the board for elevating it, and it kind of takes off from there. So one of the Democrats on the McLean County board, Carlo Rubastelli, alleges that Chuck Erickson's emails were a Open Meetings Act violation because he sent it to enough members of the board and they were having what's described as contemporaneous communication on a topic, which, you know, by law should be public. So Kathy Michael and Chuck Erickson, and Chuck Erickson happens to also be the head of the local Republican Party, they say there was no problem at the fair, and this is just an example of local Democrats employing what they call Chicago-style politics and a dirty trick to try to get after them. And this all just became public a couple of days ago.
So what's the bigger issue, the emails or the allegations of taxpayer money being used to campaign at the fair?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? So Carlo Rubastelli, a Democrat on the McLean County Board, he even admits that he doesn't think that Kathy Michael was mixing taxpayer-funded or taxpayer-funded tent with campaign side. He talked about that yesterday when I interviewed him.
I think this was a misunderstanding, and it was cleared up through the natural process. And I think that's great. That means that the system is working. That constituent raises a concern. The administration, consultation with various areas, and the leadership on the McLean County Board work through the details, and they respond. And I think that's exactly what played out in this case, as far as I can tell.
But he did send along this allegation to other county officials. In an email that we obtained, he asks for a review of the allegations. For the Republicans, basically, they're saying that the taking of the photo inside the Republican Party tent is a dirty trick, trying to pawn that off as being inside the clerk's tent. And meanwhile, Chuck Erickson from the local Republican Party, and again, a county board member, denies that his emails were an Open Meetings Act violation because he was talking about political matters.
My communications were political in nature. And so, and I actually signed one of those emails as the party chairman. You can't discuss campaign business. You can discuss politics. And I did discuss politics.
But he discussed politics only with other county board members. Does that cloud the issue?
It certainly does. Carlo Rubastelli has pointed out there's some really blurry lines here for Chuck Erickson. When is he a county board member, and when is he the local Republican Party chairman? It's an interesting question, certainly.
How was the allegation made against Kathy Michael in the first place?
So it was made in an email that was sent by a Bloomington woman named Shana Wachinski. She's active in politics locally. She is on Facebook. It's pretty obvious she's a supporter of Kathy Michael's opponent in next year's election, a Democrat named Nikita Richards. I reached out to her yesterday for a comment, but did not hear back yet.
What does the Democrat who's challenging Michael say about this? What does Nikita Richards say?
So Nikita Richards put out a statement last night on her Facebook page, and she said to the extent of, this is just what we needed, quote, more us against them rhetoric, more divisiveness, more upstate versus downstate politics. And that's a reference to Kathy Michael's statement that she issued yesterday, alleging that this Chicago-style politics had infiltrated Bloomington Normal.
Facts matter, and so do reputations. The fact that Mr. Rubastelli made no attempt to find out the facts before demanding an investigation for political gain and wasting taxpayer dollars is not what we should expect from a county board member. McLean County is not Chicago.
So Nikita Richards, in her statement on Facebook, defended Carlo Rubastelli for raising the Open Meetings Act issue. But notably, she did not speak to the actual allegation against Michael specifically. Again, that's maybe another indication that this was a misunderstanding or a mistaken photo that was shared around.
Digital content director Ryan Denham of GLT, who reported on the political spat between local Republicans and Democrats at the county fair. The primary election is in March, the general election, of course, in November of 2018.